Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, I think the Christian church has been infiltrated by a lot of phony love, weak love. Yes, love that compromises. You know, and that's what phony love does. Phony, fake. It compromises. It doesn't want to take a stand. Phony love tolerates. It puts up with stuff just so you don't have to deal with it. Phony love is cowardice. Phony love is a man pleaser. Just as long as I get a smile out of my neighbor, I'm doing okay. Or out of my child, or out of my spouse. Phony love is untruthful. It doesn't give you the truth. Phony love lies. It'll tickle your ear. It'll let you hear what you want to hear. Phony love flatters. It's silly. It's playful. It's so, so nice. You know, God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. He hung him on a cross. That whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That was true love. Pain, suffering, blood, agony, torture. That was true love. Not the love that accepts everything. You know, we are being invaded now by pagan religions. Yes, pagan religions. Those who do not worship the true God. It's getting to the point where that sounds foreign now in a Christian nation, that we're just giving up. Ladies and gentlemen, we were supposed to go to their nation and pronounce the word of God, not allow it to come here and affect our children, affect our generations. No, darkness isn't something to be compromised. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through the blood that was shed at Calvary. There's only one way. There's only one lamb. There's only one righteousness. And that had the nails driven through its hands and a crown of thorns put on his head. And that was conceived of a virgin. And the word of God became flesh and dwelt amongst us. There's no other way. And you could fall trapped to it. Oh, I want to help. I want to be nice. I want to be kind. As you put the noose around your own neck by not standing up for what you believe. Because I guarantee you, at some point in time, if you stood up for what you believed, somebody would leave the room. Yes. Somebody would leave the room. At some point in time, rubber meets the road. And I've met it a few times. And that's what I'm saying. My first statement was phony love compromises. And secondly, phony love tolerates. 1 John chapter 1, chapter 2. And hereby we do know that we know him. If we keep his commandments, he that says, I know him and keeps not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keeps his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Is the love of God perfected. In whom keeps the word of Jesus. Jesus cut no corners. He said he was God. He said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. And I could give you a little bit of my explanation. I believe God, Jesus, he forgave sins when he walked the earth. And the Pharisees hated that because they said only God could forgive sins. Who do you think you are? And he double-stepped him. He said, okay, if you don't believe that I could forgive sins, he told the man, just pick up your bed and walk. But while he was on the cross, I believe he was every bit man. Because on the cross, he became our mediator. On the cross, he was all flesh. How do I know that? Because he didn't say, I forgive you of your sins. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because he was every bit man hanging on the cross. That's where the word truly became flesh. He did not use anything, any powers above the flesh to take advantage of escaping the pain and suffering that he did for us on that cross. He that says he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he has walked. Gang, we are living in times of absolute compromising. Hindu religions are coming in here by the hordes. The Muslim religions are trying to take over our cities. You know, the true religion of love, the true religion of Jesus. God so loved the world that he came and gave us a way to escape hell. We were saved from the wrath of God by Jesus Christ, born of a virgin. The miracle, the wise men saw it in the stars. It was like a 3-year commute to get there. They found the sacred one. His name was Emmanuel. God is with us. That's what the angels said. This is ours. And we know it's true because we were not born of the will of any religion. We were not born of the will of our parents. We were not born of the will of a church. We were born from above, totally changed, given a conscience, given convictions that did not come of this world. That's how I know it's true. I was filled by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost gives me the power on a daily basis to overcome sin. Gang, it's not cold showers. It's not marching in place. It's not Bible verses. It's the Holy Spirit living within your heart. They'll give you the power to overcome the sin in your life. Because ultimately, we are getting attacked, gang. And it's after our children. It's after our women. It's after our sons and daughters. Everything that the book of Deuteronomy said would happen. God told us not to intermarriage with them. Not to intermingle. Stay away from the Canaanite nations. And the Canaanite nations live in the hearts of those who don't know Jesus. There's no middle of the road here, gang. It's saved and unsaved. Either you have tasted it or you haven't. Eventually, religion shows its spots. It'll show its stripes. Because you truly can't overcome sin with religion. No. It's just another club. It's the Masons. It's the Odd Fellows. It's the Boys Club. It's the Girls Club. Whatever it might be. Sure, it gives you a sense of unity. It gives you a sense of tribalism. But that doesn't give you a conscience or a conviction. That just makes you a team. You might as well go to Super Bowl, put a silly hat on and cheer for your team. That's all that is. That's all religion is. But when the Holy Spirit comes in you, you're overcome with love. And the love is of God and the Father. You don't want to go against him. And the rules and the commandments are no longer written on paper. They're written on your heart. You don't have to go to seminary. You don't have to memorize everything. It's in your heart. Like he told the woman at the well, that the kingdom of God does not come by observation. The kingdom of God is within you. And God is looking here and there. God is looking here and there to seek those who want to worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit is the opposite of flesh. In other words, he's not looking for people to worship him in traditions or rituals. He's not looking for people to worship him through Wednesday services, Sunday services, handing out Bibles, handing out blankets. That's fine. But that's not where he finds a broken heart. He finds a broken heart within a man's soul. It's you and God. That's what makes it so simple. In the world terms, that's what makes it so confusing. We don't know how to deal with simplicity. Just to yell out and seek God and follow him. And you don't have to do anything. Just follow him. Wake up in the morning and thank him. And Lord, what do you want me to do today? Just follow him. I guarantee you, he will give you a conscience as to what to do that day. And whatever you do, I don't care what it is. If you're a garbage collector or you're a roofer or a drywaller, you do that unto the Lord. That's your mission field. That's your mission field. And your mission field is within you first. How are you dealing with stress and anxiety? How are you dealing with hatred and bitterness and revenge? How are you dealing with temptation, sexual lust, etc., etc.? The mission field has to begin with you. The farmer has to be the first partaker of the fruits. Love your neighbor as yourself. And how do you love yourself? By loving God first. And that's fulfilling the first commandment. And once you learn to love yourself by loving God, now you know how to love your neighbor. Otherwise, it's just fake love. It's all fake love. And a lot of it is man-pleaser. So much man-pleaser. And I'm not talking about, of course, being kind and being nice. What on earth is wrong with that? But you know what I mean. When you compromise, when you say, oh, well, they're okay. Oh, well, they just keep coming home drunk. And, oh, well, I know he's committing adultery. And I know he's somewhat of a bum. And I know he just takes the Lord's name and could care less about it. And I know he has no conscience. But, oh, he's okay. No, he's not okay. Do you think you were saved? Do you think you were changed to live the same life that you lived? Do you think you were saved? Right? Once you get the beam out of your own eye, but do you think you were saved not to help others and put them on a narrow road? This is where you lose a lot of friends because you might put them on a narrow road. I remember when I first got saved, you know, I thought the same people liked fishing. I thought they liked to go fishing, et cetera, et cetera. All of a sudden, everybody stopped going fishing. Why? Because there was no booze involved in the fishing. And then it hit me. It wasn't about fishing. It was about drinking. You take the drinking away, and all of a sudden, nobody wants to do anything. It was masqueraded. Everything. I don't care if it was confirmations, if it was baptism. I don't care if it was birthday parties, weddings, whatever. Drunken, filthy mess. And all of a sudden, you get a conviction saying, no, Lord, I want a sound mind. I want a pure mind. I can see now, Lord, how that makes my mind go down. And now you've opened me up to this demonic world. Now I see how these demonic thoughts are easier to come in when I don't have a sound mind. Yes. And that's not just drunkenness. We had a whole generation higher than kites on Valium to take the edge off. I don't want any edge taken off. I want my sword sharp. If things are bad, I want to know they're bad. If they're good, I want to know they're good. I don't want an escape other than God's word and truth as I go through this life. There's too many escapes. Too many escapes. They're trying to make marijuana legal in Florida. What do we need, another drug? We need, put another one on the table for people to get out of their minds? It's Jesus, gang. There's no other religion. There's no other escape. There's no other way. He's real. He lives inside of you. You will meet him. He will judge you by his word, you and me. I'm holding fast. I know what he's done for me. I know what he's done for others. And it came from above, and it was miraculous. And that's how I know it's true. It's not of this world. Jesus is not of this kingdom. He's of his own kingdom, the kingdom of God. God bless you. Stay in the word. Stay in a fight. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.